Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 3, the final roundtable conversation with me, Ben Bidwell, the Naked Professor, and I'm sitting with Rick and Mason for this month. We've jumped into this conversation of men and doing the work and understanding yourself and why it's good to do the work and how men can become better, because it's so topical right now. You know, it's really come alive. So I'm so grateful for these two men to share their stories and allow us all into their world of understanding how they were a little lost, just like I was, and how that meant our behavior didn't sit aligned with who we really were. So I hope that's really come alive in the last two episodes. And then this episode, we really focus in now on what benefits come from doing the work. Why is it beneficial? I guess when I say do the work, this is doing the inner work, like working on ourselves, working on our mental health, working on our emotional intelligence. And it's really beautiful to hear these two guys, to hear the transition and what it's brought them to soften and sit into this space of personal development and allow themselves to grow. So we dive right in and we look at this word retreat and actually how that's not very manly to do. So do men actually want to go and do work? You know, retreating is not part of the male psyche in that sense. So we dive into that, and then we get into this conversation that Rick brings up about male archetypes, which is a philosophy that was brought about by psychologist Carl Jung, who said that every man has four parts to them, which is a warrior, who's the action taker, the man who gets stuff done, the lover, who can soften and love and be present and listen and care and be sensitive, the magician, who is creative and open to education and growth and creativity and intuition and all these beautiful sort of magical parts of us. And then there's the king, who pieces it all together and can choose in which space he sits in of those three archetypes at the time. We all need the warrior, lover and magician at certain times in our lives, but it's just we like to pigeonhole ourselves as one. And traditionally, as men, we get very stuck in the warrior energy. That's what society has taught us to be the action taker, the go-getter, the one who gets stuff done. But often we do that in unhealthy ways. So you'll hear Rick talk about that, and that's a big part of the work that I do with Men Without Masks, which is a beautiful retreat. And I'll be bringing news about that in the near future, which is really exciting. But for now, let's pass it over to Rick and Mason, and I'm going to intro this initially with a conversation about why men don't like to retreat. We let it flow from there, and this is a really beautiful ending for me. So I hope everyone enjoys this final part of our roundtable conversation.
It's all framing, isn't it? It's all marketing. It's how stuck we are in our kind of vision, aren't we? It's the amount of people I've heard talk to me saying, Ben, I know people in America doing the same work as you, but rather than sort of talking about getting out of your head and into your heart, they say they'll make you better in bed or something like that, because men want to do that. That sounds good. That sounds progressive. That's why I think we've got a problem with the word retreat. What man wants to retreat is the opposite of who we are. You know, so the very first hurdle, men are like, I don't want to do that. That's not me. It's like, and then they really believe that, you know, and there's part of my ego that's like, yeah, I don't want to retreat either. But in my heart, like in that deeper place, in that different energy inside of me, that wants something different. You know, and I just think we're just so switched off to what that is inside of us, that what that wants, that we just don't even think it's us anymore. You know, we've lived according to this voice in our head that constantly tells us, I get so much out of sleeping with those women. I get so much there. That's when I have fun, is going to the party. And you're trying to tell me I shouldn't go to the parties anymore. You're trying to tell me I shouldn't sleep with the women, or you're telling me I shouldn't go and do that stuff. That's the only time I get my fun. So you're just basically ruining what, and it's like, but if you can go inside, if you can go internally, you can connect with some values that you're really disconnected to right now. You don't even know. And you can start to feel them, start to feel that energy that can live inside of you. You don't need then to go and searching all this stuff that sure is fun And the way I actually phrase it with men is that, listen, if we can do the work on the inside, if you can find ultimately what we're talking about is reconnect with love for me, and it's learn to love yourself by living true to your real values, your deeper values, rather than the ones that society dangle in front of you all the time that give you a quick hit of dopamine or whatever else. You can really go in and find that and be in tune with yourself and live that way. Then do you know what? Then I'm good to go and have the dopamine hits sometimes, you know, because you can play with it. You're not reliant on it. It's just like you're topping yourself up and adding to you're in a good space, and now I'm having some fun with it as well, rather than I'm empty. I've got no connection to who I am. I need this stuff, because without that, life is awful. Do you know what I mean? So like, it's like, actually, if we can consciously do this by working on yourself, then you're giving yourself the freedom to be able to play, but in a way that you're not empty after. And we just miss that. And let's be honest, it's in black and white. It's like, well, buying something or consuming a dopamine hit is very accessible, very easy. And especially if we've got a job that pays us well, we can get a dopamine hit, get all these quick fixes all the time. But doing this work, you know, it's not a switch of the button. You know, it's hard. It's like, we perhaps might lose validation. We have to start questioning who we are. We might lose friends. We don't know if we're going to, like, the whole world's going to start tumbling down. Is our partner still going to be right? It's all these questions that, and it's like, just go back to the pub. It's much easier. I'll just do that, and that'll be fun for the afternoon. And then I'll get through tomorrow until we can do it again on Thursday or whatever it is. That's the easier route, isn't it, for all of us? So it does require brave men who are going to say, do you know what? I'm going to make a change now. I've been chasing this. And which is, for me, what we're talking about is life for so many men, I believe, is just one constant chase. Chase. And then at the end of it, they're like, what was I doing? And I never completed anything. Never felt complete. Just one constant chase. But it's hard to get off that chase, right?
It's scary. It's the devil, you know, right? I know where I am. I know where I fit. I know how people view me. I know how I view myself. Yeah, there's a little niggling thing in the back telling me, you know what, this isn't right. But you're going to have to silence that through the sex, through the booze, through all the other countless, very abundant ways to kind of suppress that part of us. And when I speak to powers, they say, how come you change? I goes, well, one, I needed to. But two, I goes, I fucking love what I do. I goes, I love myself. I goes, I'm okay. I feel like a good man. Like, when was the last time people don't say that, you know? And yeah, I still have my self-doubts. Yeah, I still want to think, okay, well, I can do things, but I'm okay with those bits. And I look at them, you know? If I feel that there's something that I'm finding change, I look at it. I don't try and suppress. I'm like, what's going on for me here? Why am I jealous about that? Why don't I feel like I'm worthy enough for that? You know what I mean? Or why is that pissing me off? You know, I bring it back to me, and usually it's usually all rubbish. You know, I can usually think, oh, okay, that's why. It's a little bit insecurity. I've got it, cool. And then I know what to do. Whereas before, I'd just build up fear upon fear and fear and fear and fear, and it would just explode in anger or me just being pissed off or going on a bender. You know, so when I'm trying to talk to my powers, and they're like, what's it all about, man? When was the last time you actually felt happy and at peace and thought, you know what? I'm a good man. Because I know before I started doing the work, I don't know if I'd ever have said that. I'd be like, I'm a fucker. Or I'd have blamed anyone and everything for the reason for me being the way I was. You know, so when I'm talking about to people about what it's all about, why I do the work, it's because, yeah, you might lose a lot of things. You will lose friends. I did. I say friends, but just people just aren't where I'm at. You know, that's going to happen. But you gain so much more. You know, it is like you're knocking down a house and building up another one. But when the foundation's strong, it's sort of like now, I feel like I'm setting myself up to the rest of my life. I'm 40 this year. No more fucking around. And I'm okay with that. If I was still the same mindset as I was 10 years ago, now, I don't even know what I'd be doing. You know, I'd probably, I don't know. I have no idea. But you guys get where I'm going.
Of course. And what I'm hearing is there's something in the year in 1981, because we're all turning 40 this year. Which is a bit weird.
Big year.
Year of transformation, maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Vernon Kay.
And I'm Holly Mackay.
And we're here to tell you about our brand new podcast, Parenting Past the Pandemic, brought to you by Aviva.
Yes, we're going to be delving into a whole heap of parenting topics from the generational gap to online safety.
And some of the big topics which have come up through the pandemic, such as helping to manage our kids' anxieties and how we can affect the world they'll grow into.
Parenting Past the Pandemic. Find it wherever you found this podcast.
So what I want to sort of, I don't know how long we've been going, but it's beautiful and I could go on for a long time. But I'd love, if you guys are happy with it, I'd love to talk a little bit about, for all the conversation we've had, you two are still very manly men. You know, it's like whilst you're talking about emotions and we're talking about all this like stuff that's vulnerable and challenges and difficulties, you're still very manly men. So like, I'd love to, how can we find that balance of, because I think it's really important to say to men, listen, you do the work, you can still be what you consider to be a man. It's just you're adding another part to you too that currently is missing, that might lead to a bit of emptiness inside. So can we talk a little bit about being all of you are as a man, which might, you know, Rick, we've done, remember that masks for in our language, warrior, magician, lover and king, you know, that which is these four very different dimensions and we can be all of them. Because I thought as a man before in the past, I just categorized myself. I had to be tough. I had to be that warrior. And that was me done. And if I ever showed a bit of weakness, if I ever showed the lover inside of me, Rick, in our language, then it's like people might take the piss out of that at any point, and I can't ever show those little cracks. Can we talk a little bit about being all of who we are as a man, so still keeping that manliness, but allowing love in too? How does that sit with you both?
I think it's a deep navigation process. Like I don't think we can get away from, and I think I like to think all three of you've gone in it, Ben. This isn't an overnight like one kind of session thing. This is a deep navigation process. I think that question, and I think Mace, you alluded to it, was, am I completely myself? And what does he look like? What does my true self look like? And I think when you know them, like them four archetypes you just went to, Ben, is that we neglect to think or give ourselves credit for how the parts of us pan out in our life. Like I know I certainly did. I've always been like, I'm warrior and king, like yes, like very much in that mode, and struggled so hard to accept the magic and the love that was inside. You know, like no boundaries. I'm like, no boundaries, discipline. Action, like don't fuck with me, I'm on a mission. Like I was so that, and it was a point of, oh wow, do you know what, for me it was my son, you know, like I'm very loving, very very loving, very tactile, and a son, he was like, oh wow, actually what message is this sending to him? I'm not saying that everybody, some, you know, a lot of us haven't got kids, so it's like, oh, if I haven't got kids, how do I do that then, Rick? And it's a deep question of yourself. And I ask this a lot in the men's circles. One of the first things I ever ask is, list 10 things you want to see in a man. Like, what behaviors and traits would you love to see in your ultimate superhero of a man? And everyone's like, oh, wow. And you notice there's a pattern. The first three or four things are all the action taker. They're all very warrior-esque. And as they start to think, we get to 10, everything softens off. And I always say to them, can you think of something? Like, I could think of a multitude of people. They're like, I'm like, yeah, brilliant. This is awesome. What you've ultimately done is you've written down who exactly you want to be. You just got made to believe by me that you're looking for it in someone else. When really, you've just given yourself a very, very penciled in roadmap of who you want to become. And it's always like, oh, shit. Like, I've actually wrote down I want loving a gentleman on this. So it's almost like, oh, that moment of at the beginning of self-acceptance. And I always think that it's a really good start for a guy to go to, rather than be like, oh, you know, all the excuses, like you said, Mace, I can go to the pub or we'll put it off till Thursday and stuff like that. Whereas a process like that, you just go, oh, just write that down for me. You know, take your 10 minutes. All of a sudden, they've got to stop. They've got to be rather than do. They've got to think rather than going autopilot. They can navigate the action taken a warrior into now doing a task, which brings in the magic, which brings in the curiosity, which brings in the creativity. They get to write things down where they stop and they're like, oh, what would I love? So you tap into these four energies without someone even knowing. And it takes them 10 minutes. And you allow them to go into like an environment that's safe and they can self-reflect. I don't know if I've just gone way off subject there, but I got really excited about it and I've got to share it with them.
That's good. That is good. It's really good.
How does it sit for you?
For me, it started off with the curiosity. It's like, I know something's not right, but what is it? And it was when I was ready to actually start to be honest with myself. And even when I said I was being honest with myself, I wasn't. You know, I was like, so a few years ago, about 6 years ago, I'd even started doing the work, but I wasn't coaching. I was still meditating, but my business was failing and I was still trying to fit in. I wasn't feeling good. I knew something was changing, needed to change, but I was still just trying to go on the same trajectory to fit in, ignoring every fiber of my being telling me, get out, change, do something else. Ignoring it. But then when I actually said, you know what, I actually need to do something. I need to stop forcing. I was constantly trying to force any given situation. Everything was a battle. I allowed myself to just slow down, stop for a bit, and really ask myself what I need and start to listen to myself. What is it I should be doing? What do I feel drawn towards? And as soon as I started doing that, I started to get drawn towards, well, pretty much the work I'm doing now. It took a different form, but and then I was still very hard. I was still sleeping around with women because that was still in part of my identity that I wasn't ready to let go. Again, it was fun. It was giving me something. It was filling a void. But only when I actually noticed I'm not enjoying this anymore, was I like, fuck, this is my last thing that I held on to. I'm sleeping with women and afterwards I'm feeling shit about myself. Like, that's not what's supposed to be happening here. And I think it was probably, so my coach, she said to me, why don't you settle down and have a woman? I was like, nah, I'm good by myself. I was like, I'm not ready just yet. She's like, why not? You're open, you're happy, you're lovely. I was like, nah, I haven't built myself up to where I need to be yet. And she goes, wouldn't you want a woman to take you on that journey? Wouldn't you want to meet someone where you're at now and kind of grow together? And I was like, yeah, this was only a year ago, by the way. You know, this was, I was still very much coaching everything, but there was still my own inner shit that I hadn't quite. I was like, no, but I'm okay. I really am okay. I convinced myself I was okay. Only when I met my missus, who I move now, that I was thought, oh, wow. There was a part of me that was just so buried that even I didn't see it with the work that I've been doing. And she allowed me to feel, to really soften and feel my whole self. You know, it was, to be fair, if somebody asked me if I had experienced my everything, I'd probably say, no, there's probably still something missing, but I don't know what it is, because you can't actually feel it if you're honest with yourself. Once you actually recognize that you are open and you are curious, and when you know yourself, you kind of know. But it was allowing myself to really give myself, take, I guess vulnerable is doesn't even do it justice, because when you're giving yourself to someone and you're trusting them with your heart, that is when you're like, okay, well, now I'm just naked and bare and I've got nothing else to fight against anymore. And when I was prepared to do that and happy to do that is when I was like, okay, well, this is where I'm supposed to be. You know, this was that final thing. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm always going to be working on myself, but this was the final thing that was just holding me back and really kind of connecting all the dots and kind of putting the things together. It was like that allowing someone else in, because I was doing all that work by myself. But once I could trust someone enough to, well, potentially break my heart, I was like, okay, well, that is speaks leaps and bounds, and I was proud of myself, you know. But I went off on a tangent as well. But yeah, the whole me was somebody that was allowed to get myself be loved and to love, you know.
Beautiful, dude. I guess we might have had some men listening to this. They're kind of like, yeah, great stories, you know, like, but still, I don't know, I'm not probably nice. It's easier not to do the work, kind of just gonna, I think about it kind of thing. What are the benefits? What are the best things that living as you are today, as opposed to you did, I don't know, what, 10, 15, whatever it was, 20 years ago? What's the best thing about the fact that you've managed to go inward and connect with yourself more deeply? What's it brought you in your life?
No, for me, it's easy. It's just a bit more control of where I'm going. I feel like I have a say in how I react and respond to certain situations, when before I felt like I was on pretty much autopilot and without choice. You know, I think going within yourself, you get to know yourself. When you're more self-aware, you know your reactions and you can react from a more authentic place, where before you respond and think, why can't I even say that? But now you actually know how you feel in any given situation. So you say, okay, well, this isn't for me. Oh, this is for me. I'll have some of this. So for me, it kind of allowed me to navigate the life actually in more control, if that makes sense.
Of course. Yeah, thank you, dude. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, I feel your brother on that. Freedom and peace were the first things that came up. And yeah, that control, you know, like it's like you've got extreme clarity all the time and you're present. It's just this massive clarity. You know who you are. You're absolutely down with yourself, but there's like a stillness all the time. There's not the chaos. There's not the rushing. You are become a better friend. You become a better lover, a better husband, a better father, a better brother. And you're just like, wow. Like, I almost thought I was all right at this. Now I know I'm the fucking bollocks, because I'm so at peace with myself. I know who I am and what I'm here for. That you just experience this extreme clarity, like, all the time, is the best way I can say it. And you sit back, and for me, I'm like, God, I used to think I was powerful. And the word think now is replaced with, now I know I'm powerful, but not powerful for anybody else in the world, for myself. And I think that men get to experience what we've worked very hard to experience. And the guys that, like you said rightly, Mace, are aware of what's going on, that are trying to navigate their course now, are experiencing the same things we experience in the world. So any man that's listening, I'm like, 100%, if you want to feel them things, don't hesitate.
As feel yourself as well. It really is like opening the door and like, fuck, this is what it's about. You know, like what you said, that clarity. It's like, you know, like we could all pretend that there wasn't this thing always there. That weight was always on your shoulders. Constantly, if you ask any man that is yet to do the work or fearful of doing the work, you just say to them, just say, do you not feel that there's just something holding you back? You've got a good job, you're a good looking man, you sleep with all the women. Is there not something? Like, you've got all the things on paper, but do you not feel there's something holding you back? Most women say, yeah, if they're being honest. They say, what is it though? I say, well, that's for you to go and look for. You know, just don't ignore it. That's the one thing I'd say. Just don't ignore that thing, because that thing's going to be there for fucking ever.
No, and that resonates a lot with me, because there was always something missing for me in life. You know, whatever boxes I ticked, whatever stuff I was doing,
in my 20s, or up to my 20s, all the way through my 20s. It was all good, and there was a lot of validation from society and all the rest of it. But there was always something missing. I always say it was like there was an itch inside of me, and it's like there was an itch on my shoulder, and I was just constantly scratching my knee, and the itch was never going, and I just didn't know why. You know, I was like, just scratch it harder and harder. It's like, got to go at some point, and I was just scratching in completely the wrong place, you know, and I had no idea, and no one taught me, and no one teaches any of the men until, you know, we take it upon ourselves to do the work. And what I found through doing this, you said it, Rick, is it's really inner peace. That inner peace for me gives just so much more freedom. So much more freedom. I'm not battling anything. I'm not trying anymore. It's like that. I don't need to try. It's just flow. You know, and flow is so much lighter. It's so much easier. It's a much more peaceful way to live. You know, even my bad days now are way better than my bad days in my past, because my bad days were like a bad day and inside I'm empty. Whereas now it's like a bad day, but I'm still full on the inside. I've still got a good relationship with myself. You know, I'm still good underneath it all. And that's a really peaceful space to live in. And peace. And I guess even some men might go, but I don't seek peace. It's like, no, I want peace, inner peace. I know it's a cliche now, but it is the new success. When you've got peace inside of you, it allows for so much more. And ultimately, this is a cliche, and I don't know how some men would react, because I know how I'd react 15 years ago to this, but, you know, it is all about love for me, you know. And in my 20s, I just thought I wasn't a loving person, just thought love wasn't for me. You know, I just didn't know to love. And love now, if you've got love flowing through you, if you're willing to accept and come from a place of love, then that is a great template for the rest of your life. You know, that is a good, beautiful energy running through you every day that you're allowing. And everything else will fall into place if we allow ourselves to connect with love, I think. And I know that's a big thing, by the way. This is what all the work is about. It's allowing love in and being willing to accept it and embrace it. Yeah, it's an entirely different life, an entirely different way. Joe, I feel really I'd love a little checkout, and just to sort of check in with where we're at right now, what's going on inside of us. Having shared this conversation, because I know I feel alive. You know, I know this is when I feel so present. When I have these conversations,
I'm just saying that.
Yeah, where are you both, Mason? Tell me what's going on for you now.
I can feel the love. I can feel how strong that this is. And just really good, man. My vocabulary is just strong. It's good, nice, loving, beautiful. Just, yeah. That's how good I feel. I'm actually speechless, and I've usually got a lot to say. You know, it's been really nice. It's been beautiful. I'm done with words.
I think we get
just,
you.
Yeah, that was powerful. What you did, how you just ended that, Ben. And I don't understand that. That really got me, you know. So kind of, yeah.
Wow. Grateful for you, brother. Grateful for you sharing that. Thank you. Thank you for everything you shared. Honestly, it's amazing. That it was really beautiful. All of it. So grateful for you. Thank you. Rick, how are you feeling, brother?
Oh my God, Ben, mate. I feel like I want to jump up and be like banging my chest. I'm like, yes! I'm so buzzed, because like I could cry, but cry just roaring, because like I feel safe. It's like so much love and safety that like, if we was in a room, like right now, I just want to grab the pair of you and be like, just cry and laugh my ass off, because it's just so much love and so much fucking safety to express and talk and just share everything we just shared. You can see it now. I'm just like so animated, and I'm just so pumped. I'm so full up with like just love. Just feel like, oh yes, like we're here in the world. Like this is, you know, you're like, this is where I'm meant to be right now. You two men, and I know there's other men that we could easily bring into this scenario where I'd feel exactly like I feel right now. Like I could stay here forever. Like I wouldn't even have to walk out this room, and I've got everything I've ever wanted for 39 years with men in my life. I'm just so pumped, just so grateful is where I'm at. I just feel like I don't want it to end. I want to carry on talking so we don't have to turn off the podcast, to be honest.
I hear you. These are the conversations that make me feel alive as a person. You know, the rawness, it's the truth. Yeah. It's the just, hey, I'm going to show up and I'm going to be me. And I know you guys would accept me, and I can, whatever I share, it's welcome. And that's freedom. And it's something I think all three of us probably, there's a commonality there that we lack that freedom for so long that we couldn't be all of who we were. In fact, we could be so little of who we were that actually now, sitting in the space, especially with men, and just to be seen for our truth, it's like, oh, that is, it's, you know, it sets my soul on fire. So, yeah.
Feels the cup for sure.
Yeah. So, listen, I'm so grateful for you both. I feel like there's some lifelong friendships in here, and I feel like you two, I'm really glad that you've connected. I'm kind of glad that you hadn't connected. I feel quite a bit of pride there that I feel I'll be invited to your wedding one day or something like that. I'm just really grateful for you both. Thank you, and thank you for sharing the space. Thank you for sharing your powerful stories and all of your truths. It's really beautiful. So thank you both.
Thanks for having me on. Like, really, thanks for having me on. The world's opening up. I've got a feeling that we're all going to be connecting properly soon, doing some good work together. So I'm confident looking forward to those days.
Me too.
Definitely. Yeah. Thanks very much for having us, Ben.
So there we go. I listened back to this before I recorded this intro and outro, and you know, it just really filled me up hearing it. It's such a beautiful, like, the vulnerability, the sense of love and connection that I experienced with Rick and Mason, and the level of depth at which we saw each other, you know, that all the truths were out. There was no hiding place. We could just really feel into that space, and it created sort of an electric feel inside of me of just this, what I can only describe as connection. You know, I saw Rick and Mason so deeply. It was beautiful. So grateful for them sharing their truths and to sit in that space with me. It was really, really special. So thank you. It's two brilliant legends. Next week, in fact, for the next 2 weeks, I'm bringing two individual conversations with two other brilliant men about this whole concept of masculinity, because it's so topical right now. Men who have done the work. So we're going to bring that alive in an individual context. And then in May, we move on to a new topic and a new roundtable conversation, which is really exciting too. And I can't wait to share that because they're two incredible men. So there's some beautiful conversations coming up. Tune back in next week to hear me go one-to-one with another brilliant man. In the meantime, if you can rate, review, subscribe or follow, that would be incredible help to us. I really want these conversations to come alive. I want more men to understand that it's okay. It's okay to share more deeply, to express what's within you. There's no blame or shame, but in doing the work, beautiful things can happen. So any help you can provide or can offer me in sharing this or engaging in any way would be incredibly helpful. The Naked Professors podcast is on Instagram. We're sharing all some additional content there. So if you want to follow us there, that'll be brilliant too. And support and share anything that we do on that channel will be amazing. In the meantime, just thank you. I hope in the UK we're enjoying the sunshine, we're enjoying coming out of lockdown. It feels like there's a fresh energy. It's definitely fresh energy to me. Going to the gym felt like an amazing experience. Truly embracing the healthy masculine energy in me that's been suppressed during this lockdown period. So hope whatever it is you're enjoying doing again, you're able to do it. Enjoy the sunshine. Spring is officially here. I hope to see you next week, and we'll continue into this conversation around masculinity and what we can do as men to be better for both ourselves and for the women in this world. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your time. See you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.